good morning, the lovely Christy.
Good morning, Mike.
And good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Sioux Falls. Well, we start off with our final football pop quiz question. Here you go. Name the name of the only U.S. president to play college football and to be made an All-American. This is so easy, no multiple choice. You'll have to ferret that one out. Final Super Bowl thoughts. Everything about the New York Super Bowl was bad. The game was hideous. The worst Super Bowl game ever played. People were turning off by halftime. It was a financial bust. Some of the security costs weren't even covered. Hotels, restaurants, events, souvenirs, game ticket prices, all lost money. One more Super Bowl nugget. Justin Bieber and his stupid entourage of 30 were turned down at a private Hall of Fame party, Budweiser party, Leather and Lace party, the official Fox TV network party. Seems that nobody wanted that little punk around. He was turned down just about everywhere he went. My five favorite TV commercials were, I love the Budweiser spot with the dude on the hidden camera. Like the Tim Tebow commercials. Thought they were good.
Yeah.
I like the Chobani yogurt commercials with the bear in the store. Thought that was good. Also like the yellow M&M spot. I don't know why, but for some reason, my wife loved the David Beckham spot.
No, can't imagine.
Yeah. Biggest Hollywood shocker since we last spoke. Man, this is really rocking this town. The apparent heroin overdose death of Philip Seymour Hoffman yesterday. One of my favorite actors and really a very nice guy. He had been fighting the drug, though, for years. He'd been in and out of rehab several times, only 46 years old. Philip was currently shooting Hunger Games 3. However, 80% of his scenes have already been shot. I understand from Lionsgate his remaining scenes will be written out of the movie. Philip Seymour Hoffman's best friends included Steve Martin, Jim Carrey, Tom Hanks, and Jimmy Fallon. May he rest in peace. And how about Woody Allen's adopted daughter going into great, great detail how she was repeatedly sexually molested by Woody when she was 7 to 10 years old. Mia Farrow had been saying for years that Woody Allen is a child molesting monster. Woody Allen denied the charges yesterday. And odds and ends, move over, Kate Upton. There's a new hottie in town. The hottie of hotties is Hannah Davis. She'll also be the main feature in the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit. Hannah Davis, also Derek Jeter's girlfriend. And who is the only president to play college football and then become an All-American?
Oh, gosh. No multiple choice, huh? I think Andy seems to know. I don't know. Andy looks like he knows it.
I do. That would be Gerald Ford.
Yeah, Gerald Ford from Michigan played right tackle. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great day, everybody. Stay warm, stay cool. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you tomorrow from Hollywood. See ya.